This is Dr. David D. Schein, and welcome to this special Saving America panel discussion on mass violence in America and what we can all do about it.
I did want to throw out, and I know, and I get this, and I know, you know, Dr. Heather's from a military family. What about public service? And this is just as the idea, and the reason I bring this up, and I realize we've gone from a conscription army back in the 70s, and I get we're all volunteer force, but we have had these conversations about public service. And the reason I bring it up here is this idea of bringing community together in the military, as an example. I'm not saying this has to be just military service. It could be public service of some sort. But you get people from all walks of life, now it's all young people in this case, but to come together from different parts of the country, different perspectives, and they meet people from different parts of the country with a different perspective and learn and grow through that experience. Have a shared experience, national service of some sort, but the idea behind that for me is to build on this weaving our fabric, our social fabric. What do you think of that?
Dr. Heather, you want to respond first?
I was taking notes. Let's see. So weaving the social fabric. You know, in schools these days, they have a requirement for volunteer service. And I think that's one way that they're trying to get their students involved in doing something other than staying at home watching video games or being on their phone talking to their friends. So I think that the first steps are there, but then, you know, you've got to get the parents involved to make that commitment, which is a great idea because I'm a big proponent. My best friend has a nonprofit where she works with those who have trying to prevent substance abuse. And that's the same thing, you know, they fall into a depression, they turn to drugs, whether it's from being addicted from surgeries, whatever the reason is, if you get people involved in trying to help somebody else, that might trigger that value system of, hey, I'm trying to help somebody be better or trying to help somebody, you know, make their life a little better. And maybe that will start triggering something in their brain where they're not trying to take away from that person.
Yes. You know, I was thinking at a national level, but every time I come up with a solution or an idea, there are unintended consequences. And here we then mm-hmm. have a bureaucracy to manage all of those things and so forth. I'm just trying to think of back in the draft days, like I said, you'd bring somebody from Brooklyn, meet somebody from Lower Alabama, and they'd realize mm-hmm. they're not that different. And then right. all of a sudden they'd have a shared experience that changed their life view.
Mm-hmm. But you got to start locally.
Yes. Yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah, I appreciate that. And really, it's this idea of being willing to listen and not put ourselves in our own echo chamber.
Right. Exactly.
And we do have a lot of shared experiences, but again, unfortunately, a lot of times our students in our school system you end up with a lot of cliques are formed. And you know, there's the cool kids and the athletes and the not cool kids and all that. And to try and encourage a better environment in our schools, I think is a good starting point. And maybe to increase, I remember that even at the time of the draft, the promotion of Peace Corps and AmeriCorps and things like that. And I certainly think there are things like that. And I know some of that has provided an incentive. I know there's been a lot of discussion of student loans and things like that. But people that teach in low income areas or that perhaps volunteer for some of these more systematic government volunteer systems like the Peace Corps would get some credit towards their educational loans, and that might provide an additional incentive because I also think it helps in terms of America's image around the world, that I think we had a better image at some point in the past. We're more viewed as helping people, not just the United States, but elsewhere. Thank you so much for joining us. And this has been a special edition of Saving America regarding how Americans can address the issue of mass violence. This is Dr. David D. Shine. We really appreciate you joining us. If you've enjoyed this episode, please subscribe on your favorite platform.